Section 2. Wisconsin Licensing Information. Requirements for motorcycle operation. All Wisconsin residents who plan to operate a Type 1 motorcycle on public roads must have a Class M motorcycle license. Most Class M license holders also hold a Class D car and light truck license. However, if you want to operate only a Type 1 motorcycle, a motorcycle-only license is available. For more details, email driverrecords.dmv@.y.gov or call 608-266-2353 or inquire at your local DMV service center. Type 1 Motorcycle. A Type 1 motorcycle is a motor vehicle capable of speeds in excess of 30 miles per hour on a dry level hard surface road with no wind, with a power source as an integral part of the vehicle, while carrying a 150 lb. Operator AND is one of the following. Designed and built with two wheels in tandem, seating for the operator and may have a sidecar attached. OR. Designed and built to have no more than three wheels, seating for the operator and no more than three passengers, and does not have the operator area enclosed. Under 18 requirement. Wisconsin residents under the age of 18 must have proof that they have completed driver education and have successfully completed a basic rider course to be eligible for a Class M license. Exemptions to rider course requirements for persons under 18. If you live more than 50 road miles from a basic rider course site. If you have a valid motorcycle license from another jurisdiction. Non-residents must have appropriate licensing for motorcycle operation from their home state. New Wisconsin residents with a driver license from another jurisdiction authorizing operation of motorcycles may be able to get a Wisconsin Class M license without taking the knowledge or skills tests. Residents of Wisconsin who plan to operate any of the following vehicles on public roads need either a Class D, regular or special restricted, or juvenile restricted license. Type 2 Motorcycle. A Type 2 motorcycle is a motor vehicle designed and built to have at least three wheels in contact with the ground with a curb weight less than 1,500 pounds. And a passenger and operator area with sides permanently enclosed with rigid construction and a top which may be convertible. Examples of Type 2 vehicles are motorized golf carts, postal department mailsters, etc. Motor bicycle. A motor bicycle is a bicycle to which a power unit has been added to permit travel at no more than 30 miles per hour on dry, level, hard surface, with no wind, and a 150 lb. Operator. Moped. A moped is any of the following vehicles, excluding a tractor, capable of speeds not more than 30 miles per hour, with 150 lb. Rider on a dry, level, hard surface with no wind. A power source is an integral part of the vehicle, and a seat for the operator. A bicycle-type vehicle with fully operative pedals and an engine certified by the manufacturer at not more than 130cc. A Type 1 motorcycle with an automatic transmission and engine certified at not more than 50cc. A Class M license or motorcycle instruction permit, CYCI, is not required to operate these vehicles. However, a Class D is and safe riding techniques as outlined in this handbook should be followed. For details on special licensing to operate the above vehicles, contact your local DMV service center. Protective gear for motorcycle operation. Required. Helmet, meeting standards, if you are under 18 years of age or if you have a motorcycle instruction permit. Eye protection, face shield, goggles, glasses or an approved windshield. Recommended. Helmet highly recommended if you are 18 or older. Gloves. Jacket or shirt with long sleeves. Long pants. Boots or shoes that cover the ankles. Face shield or goggles are recommended for better eye protection, even if you have glasses or an approved windshield. Class M license in 4 steps. 1. Get cycle instruction permit. Study this handbook. Be at least 16. If under 18, you must have sponsorship of a parent or guardian, and you must have proof you have completed driver education. If under 18, you must provide proof of enrollment in a basic rider course. To obtain proof of enrollment, you will need to enroll in a basic rider course, please see list of motorcycle training providers at wisconsin.gov/pages/dmv/motorcycles/macau-apply/training-lock.aspx, and pay the required course fees. Ask your basic rider course provider for the blue copy of DMV Form MV3575, Motorcycle Skills Test Waiver Authorization, which you can show at the DMV Service Center as proof of enrollment. Pass a test of knowledge of traffic laws as they relate to cycle operation. Depending upon what other instruction permits or licenses you have, or wish to have, you may need additional tests such as a Class D knowledge test, highway signs test, or vision and hearing screening. Upon meeting all requirements and paying a fee, you will receive a cycle instruction permit, CYCI, which is valid for 6 months. If you complete a department-approved basic rider course, you are not required to hold a motorcycle instruction permit unless you do any on-street practice riding. If you have held 3 CYCIs, you must successfully complete, or be enrolled in, a basic rider course before applying for a 4th CYCI. If you do not reside within 50 highway miles, by the most direct route, of a basic rider course site, you may obtain a 4th CYCI without the rider course requirement. If you choose to take the basic rider course and not obtain a CYCI prior to successfully completing it, the fee for the CYCI is not required when you apply for your Class M. 2. Practice riding. You must wear an approved helmet, with the chin strap properly fastened, whether operating the cycle or riding as a passenger, see protective gear. You must have eye protection, see protective gear. You may carry a licensed person as a passenger. However, DMV does not recommend carrying passengers until you are experienced. See carrying passengers and cargo. The licensed person must have at least 2 years licensed driving experience. Have a Class M license. During hours of darkness, you must be accompanied by a licensed person who is at least 25 years old, has at least 2 years licensed driving experience, has a Class M license. The licensed person does not need to be a passenger on your cycle, but must be nearby. Practice on low speed, low traffic volume streets first, then gradually move to higher speed, higher traffic volume streets and highways as skill progresses. 3. Take motorcycle skills test. Or successfully complete an approved basic motorcycle rider course, and present satisfactory proof of course completion to the driver license examiner. A basic motorcycle rider course may be required. Schedule an appointment for a skills test, road test, online. For the skills test, you must provide a cycle in safe, legal operating condition. Wear eye protection. Wear an approved helmet. Be at least 16. If you have failed 2 motorcycline traffic skills tests, and you still wish to obtain a Class M license, you must successfully complete a basic rider course. Then, upon application, your skills test will be waived. 4. Obtain Class M license. Upon satisfactory completion of the skills test, or upon presentation of a motorcycle skills test waiver form, and payment of a fee, a Class M license will be issued to you. Note: cycle riders with a physical impairment or disability will need to demonstrate their ability to safely operate a motorcycle at a DMV service center. This evaluation will determine if restrictions are necessary and cannot be waived by presenting a motorcycle skills test waiver form. The motorcycle skills test. The pre-test inspection. Your cycle will be inspected before the test. The test will not be given if any of the following equipment defects are found: handlebars defective, repaired or improvised, or handlebars obviously rising more than 30 above the lowest part of the top of the seat when occupied. No headlight. Defective mechanical signals. If cycle was manufactured with signals, they must be installed and operating. Defective or no horn. Inadequate seat. Foot pegs or footrest for operator missing. Defective, noisy muffler. Defective brakes, front or rear. Cycle must have both brakes if manufactured with 2 brakes. No brake light. No speedometer. Excessively worn tires, tire cord visible or inadequate tread depth. No left rear view mirror. Expired or no registration. After 30 days expiration, you must show proof that you have applied for registration. Note. If you take the test on a three-wheel cycle, you will be restricted to operating on that type cycle. The skills test. The motorcycle in traffic test is a series of traffic situations designed to measure how you respond to road and traffic conditions. You will be given a small radio receiver that is worn under the helmet. The examiner will follow several car lengths behind you, giving directions over the radio. During the test, the examiner will score your speed, attention while riding, skill and position in the lane and through intersections, and a number of right and left turns. The following possible test situations will help you prepare. Crossing a blind intersection from a stop sign. Turning at a blind intersection from a stop sign. Crossing an intersection from a stop sign on a street with two-way traffic. Turning right and left from a stop sign. Crossing blind intersection with right-of-way. Turning at a blind intersection with right-of-way. Entering and leaving the street or roadway. Controlling speed. Making a quick stop. Changing lanes. Making a U-turn. Turning left from a one-way street. Crossing an intersection on a one-way street from a stop sign. Stopping and starting on a hill. Turning left across traffic. Preparing for oncoming vehicles turning in front of cycle. Stopping behind other vehicles. Observing behind the cycle using the mirrors. Passing parked vehicles or roadway hazards. Meeting and being overtaken by other vehicles. Observing proper following distance. While you ride, the driver license examiner will be observing your use of front and rear brakes. Observation of the traffic and pedestrian scene. Obeying stop signs, speed signs and other laws. Use of proper mini lanes when turning. Position for seeing and being seen. Use of turn signals, and possibly hand signals. Proper selection of gaps when entering traffic or turning across traffic. Speed control. Mirror usage and checking blind spots, use of head checks. Keeping a proper following distance. Lane selection and position within the lane. Foot position on pegs, when in motion. If you have any questions, please ask the driver license examiner. Motorcycle laws. Only motorcycles certified by the federal government for highway operation are permitted on the highway. Cycles cannot be attached to any other moving vehicle unless the cycle is being towed for repair. No person may operate a motor vehicle in Wisconsin, including a motorcycle, unless the owner or operator of the vehicle has liability insurance in effect for the vehicle being operated and carries proof of insurance when driving. Law enforcement may ask for proof of insurance at any traffic stop or accident. Failure to have insurance could result in up to a $500 fine. Failure to have proof when requested could result in a $10 fine. You do not need proof of insurance when registering a vehicle or obtaining a driver license. Unless DMV specifically requested proof of financial responsibility, SR-22, after a revocation or suspension. Refer to Section 344.61 to 344.65 WIS. Stats. For full details. Riding side saddle is forbidden. A single passenger may ride upon the motorcycle if the passenger rides on the seat designed for passengers, does not ride in front of the operator, and rests his, her feet on standard equipment footrests or pegs. The passenger must be tall enough so his, her feet reach the pegs. More than one passenger may ride upon the motorcycle if the motorcycle is designed for more than one passenger. See the definition of a Type 1 motorcycle. Motorcyclists are entitled to use a full traffic lane. You may not ride in any part of a lane occupied by another vehicle except when two cyclists agree to ride side by side in one lane. Operators and passengers under 18 or with a cycle instruction permit must wear approved helmets, USDOT standard at minimum, with the chin straps properly fastened. All operators must wear eye protection except when the cycle is equipped with a windshield rising at least 15 above the handlebars. During darkness or times when little light is available, Eye protection must not be tinted or darkened. When riding on a highway, headlight and taillight must be on at all times. During daylight hours, motor-driven cycles may be ridden to a repair shop for replacement of a defective headlamp. Motor-driven cycles may be equipped with modulating headlamps and deceleration warning lights. Some Type 2 motorcycles or mopeds may not be allowed on highways. Check with your local police department or state patrol. Operators of Type 2 vehicles are subject to the same rules of the road as Type 1 motorcycle operators, with the following exceptions. Helmets and eye protection are not required, they are, nevertheless, highly recommended. Mopeds may be operated 2 abreast in a single lane only where the speed limit is 25 miles per hour or less. Where speed limit is more than 25 miles per hour, mopeds may be operated only single file, in extreme right-hand lane. A moped may not carry any passengers. When facing a red light, you may proceed cautiously through the intersection when the light is still red if all of the following conditions are present. You reasonably believe the signal is vehicle activated. If the signal is timed, you may not proceed through a red light no matter how long it takes to change to green. No other vehicles are present to activate the signal. You have stopped at the signal for at least 45 seconds, and you yield right of way to vehicles proceeding through on a green signal and to pedestrians and bicycles in the crosswalk or intersection. A driver convicted of failure to yield right of way, FYR, is required to attend traffic safety school. Type 1 motorcycles may park at an angle in a parallel parking area. If parallel or angle parking spaces are marked, 3 cycles may park in a space. If there is a parking meter installed for the space, and parking regulations are violated, the operator of each cycle parked in the space will receive a citation for violation of time restriction, parking ticket. Mopeds are considered bicycles for the purposes of parking. Mopeds may be parked on a sidewalk, in a bike rack, or other area designated for bicycle parking. They may not impede the flow of pedestrian traffic. Lane position, turning. You are entitled to full use of a traffic lane. However, incorrect positioning within the lane as you approach a turn can be hazardous. Knowing how to make a safe turn is a vital part of safe riding. Proper lane position will increase visibility, communicate your intentions, and protect your lane. As you ride, mentally divide your traffic lane into thirds. As you approach the turn, evaluate which path is safest. When making a right turn, you should position yourself so traffic cannot fit between you and the curb. In addition, you want to control your lane of traffic so others do not try to squeeze through on the left side as well. However, you will also need to evaluate the condition of the roadway, loose gravel, parked cars, etc., when determining the best path. For a left turn, the approach should be similar to prevent other drivers from sharing your lane or passing you in the turn. Farm safety, rural driving. You should be aware of special hazards in rural areas of Wisconsin. These may include slow-moving tractors, horse-drawn wagons or carriages, farm machinery exiting fields or on the roadway, wide machinery, debris on the road, such as mud and manure, and livestock on or crossing the highway. Farm machinery operators may have difficulty seeing or hearing other traffic, and the machinery may not have brake lights or turn signals. Be alert for deer, especially during the dusk to dawn hours and when you see deer crossing signs. Scan the sides of the road for motion during the day and the reflection of your headlight in the eyes of deer at night. Reduce speed and sound the horn if you see a deer near the road. There may be other deer nearby. If you must avoid a deer, brake first, then swerve if necessary. Do not combine braking with swerving. Separate the two to maintain control. Railroad crossings. Motorcyclists should approach all highway rail intersections very slowly and be alert to the possibility of rough crossings. Expect a train on any track in any direction at every highway rail intersection. Never ride onto a railroad crossing until you are sure you can clear the tracks on the other side without stopping. Do not stop on the tracks and do not shift gears while crossing tracks. If the gates are down, stay in your lane and do not cross the tracks until the gates are raised and the red lights stop flashing. It is against the law to drive around gates. When you are at a multiple track crossing and the last car of the closest train passes by, before starting to cross, Look and listen carefully for another train on another track coming from either direction. Trains appear to be moving much slower than they are. Do not take a chance and try to beat a train at a crossing. If there is any doubt, stop and wait for the train to pass.